This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named John Taylor, J-O-H, and middle initial V-T-A-Y-L-O-R. Date of birth, February 19, 1962. Date of appointment, October 17, 2022. Requesting physician. Diane Abigail. Abigail Dion, A-B-I-G-A-I-L-D-I-O-N-N-E-P-A. Dear Abigail Dion, I have the pleasure of seeing John Taylor today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 60-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who came to my office with his sister. He had a stroke in January of 2022. At that time, his right side was weak. He went to the Albany Medical Center. Over there, they found that he has a left carotid occlusion and 80% occlusion on the right side. He did not go for follow-up in Albany Medical Center. After 9 months, he is here in my office for follow-up. I do not have any record from Albany Medical Center. His right hand is still weak. He has difficulty speaking. He is a smoker and is still smoking. He stopped smoking. Please rewrite again. He is a smoker and still is smoking. He stopped drinking alcohol and stopped using marijuana. He had one seizure in May 2022, which was believed to be alcohol related. He is taking a atorvastatin. Past medical history. Stroke, anxiety, history of alcohol abuse, history of drug abuse, history of chickenpox, past surgical history, foot surgery. Family history, father deceased due to lung cancer, mother has lung cancer, brother six brother, one alive, one died with peripheral vascular disease, one with a stroke, one with heart attack, one with liver cirrhosis, one with bone cancer, one sister have a high blood pressure. He has two children. Social history, smoke 2 pack of cigarette per day still. He is ex-alcohol abuse. He is ex-marijuana user. He used to be a carpenter. He is divorced, live with the sister. Allergy, no non-drug allergy medication, amlodipine, cetirizine, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, omeprazole, quetiapine, sertraline. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he has a headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, depression, stroke, seizure. Physical examination. Blood pressure 120 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, systolic murmur present, abdomen south, bowels on present, next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, expressive, aphasia present, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is a right facial droop present, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, right sided finger to nose, left sided no dysmetria, no tremor, no rigidity but spasticity on the left side present. Motor system examination is strength 5/5 on the left side, right hand grip 3/5, right lower extremity 4/5, deep tendon reflexes left sided 2/4, right sided 3/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait, right-sided hemipratic. Assessment and plan, 60-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, history of stroke. Number 2, right hemiplegia. Number 3, expressive aphasia. Number 4, history of alcohol abuse. Number 5, history of drug abuse. Number 6, smoker. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the atorvastatin. I am not sure why he is not on aspirin. I will try to get the record from the Albany Medical Center. He need to follow with the vascular surgeon also. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months.